Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports and MIMOinfo.com. Speaking to our latest Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Athlete of the Week, his name is Ben Lampkins. He's a guard for the Hillsboro Hawks and had quite the week last week in wins over North County, St. Genevieve, and Jefferson, and averaging 19 points a game. Ben, three assists, going 11-14 from beyond the arc, and then what Coach threw in there as part of your stat line, zero turnovers. Yeah. Kind of talk about that week for you.
Our team does a really good job of moving the ball well, and it's tough to play individual basketball, but with our team, I think we move the ball well, and they look for me, and a lot of times I get open for three.
Yeah, you get open for three a good number of times, and and as Coach said before, you don't take bad shots. Yeah. And one of the things that he commented about you the other day, or I guess it was yesterday, was about your basketball IQ. You've got a really high basketball IQ. You're also the first one in at the gym and the last one to leave, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of give us a little background as to how you became that type of player?
Kind of runs in the family, really. Me and my brother, I always chat around with him, and he's always kind of taught me to work hard, and he's a really hard worker, and I just kind of learned from him.
And what's his name?
Garrett Lampkins.
Garrett Lampkins. Yeah. Okay. Did you have a chance to play with him?
Well, my sophomore year, he was a senior. He was a starting point guard for Hillsboro, but I played with him one game, but that was the only game I ever played in my sophomore year, yeah.
So, at least you could say that's pretty cool. Yeah. About this Hillsboro, about you personally, when it comes to the numbers that you've been able to put up this year, it's kind of right in line with what you've done in the past. So there's really no surprise that you're doing now what you did as a junior. But can you kind of give us an idea as to, you know, sort of the things that you've been able to work on from last year to this year, and how you feel you are at this point?
I think the main difference from this year to last year is I've had the ball in my hands more, I think, last year. Like, a lot of times I wouldn't really bring the ball up before Gavin would. But this year, me and Mark kind of switch on and off. I think I've done a really better job of handling the ball compared to last year.
I'm glad you brought up Gavin, because this Hillsboro team lost Gavin Pinkley. They lost Isaiah Martin, Michael Keller, a lot of different bodies. There's a smaller rotation that Coach Johnson puts on the floor for you guys. But it seems like you haven't lost a beat. What's been the key to just keeping on like you guys have?
We're always gonna have great players, you know, me, Mark, and Mike, and just Garrett and Isaac. We got a bunch of great role players. It's just the key for us, I think, is just moving the ball until we get a good shot. We're a really good shooting team this year too, so it helps us out a lot.
Let's talk about last night. You guys go into Melville, a 9-1 team, a St. Louis area team. They've got a 7-footer. You've got an athletic 6-foot-5 guy, Michael Brewer. You guys go in, you're down 10 going into the fourth quarter, and you come back and win that ball game. That's I can see you smiling about that. That's a pretty spectacular victory there, especially on the road, to come from behind and beat that Melville team. Take us through that experience. What was that like? Kind of give us some details about the game for those that weren't able to attend it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we were down 15 probably midway through the third quarter, and Coach Johnson called a timeout. And I mean, at that point, we were either going to get blown out or we were going to eventually start coming back. And we ran a box and one, and that kind of helped us out on the defensive end, but we started hitting our shots and making the right play.
Now, I know you're about, 5'7", 5'8"?
Yeah, about. It says in the program 5'9", but yeah, probably about 5'8".
And here you are on the same basketball court as a 7-footer. What was that experience like?
I mean, it's once in a lifetime. It's probably the only time I'll ever play a 7-footer in my life. It's pretty crazy.
Did you ever get a chance to take the ball away from him or defend him, or did Coach make sure you didn't get mismatched that way?
One time I had to intentionally foul him to put him on the free throw line because, yeah, it's pretty tough even to foul him.
What do you remember how you did it?
I just kind of shoved him. He had the ball. Hopefully the ref saw it, but, I mean, I wasn't moving him at all. So
you didn't budge, huh?
Nah, not at all.
That's pretty funny. So again, you're the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Athlete of the Week, which means in a week span you put up incredible numbers, so incredible that Coach Johnson wanted to make sure you got recognition for it. And beyond that, beyond just the week, he wants you guys to get recognition for what you do, you know, throughout an entire year. So when you read the story that we put out there yesterday and got to hear what Coach had to say about you, kind of what was running through your head?
I mean, it made me like really happy and just proud of my hard work, I think. Coach Johnson sees me in the gym a lot during the summer and working hard, and I think it's starting to pay off.
Talk about this experience so far this season. You guys, you know, you lost your first game to Park Hill Central, and then your only other loss was in the Steigerwehr Championship against a very good Eureka team. But then again, Melville, you beat Melville again, a very tough 9-1 team. What's going to be the key to continuing this success, and how far do you think you guys can go just based on your performance the first few weeks of the season?
I mean, every single basketball game we go into, we think we're going to be the better team with just our talent. But we just got to keep working on us and keep working on the defensive end.
All right, very cool. And also, as member of the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Athlete of the Week Award, you get a chance to choose a nonprofit for them to donate $25 to in your name. So kind of tell us who you've chosen and why.
I chose the Festus, Festus Animal Shelter. Yeah, my family's a pretty big dog-loving family. They really love animals, so I thought that would be pretty cool.
Did they get you a dog for Christmas at some point?
No, we have a black lab. My mom and dad are really crazy about him, but yeah.
Are you crazy about him?
I like him, yeah. He's nice, yeah.
What's his name?
His name's Buck.
Buck?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool, very cool. Yeah. Well, hey, Ben, I appreciate the time today. Congratulations on Athlete of the Week and all of your success up to this point. And we look forward to seeing some more Hillsborough basketball this year.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Ben Lampkins of the Hillsborough Hawks, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, Athlete of the Week. Again, 19 points per game, 3 assists, 11 of 14 shooting from the field last week, and 0 turnovers as he joins us here on Regional Radio.